I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark and Company Insurance. The Articles of Confederation, the founding document of the United States, did not provide for a chief executive. That was one of many deficiencies that the Constitutional Convention of 1787 set out to address. But how to define the job and how to elect a president plagued the convention throughout a hot summer in Philadelphia. James Madison's Virginia plan called for the Congress to elect the president. Convention delegates initially liked that idea, but as the convention wore on, they came to realize that if the president were a creature of the Congress, it would compromise separation of powers. The subject of the president was the single most vexing topic of the convention. Such led Madison to propose that the states elect the president. What would come to be called the Electoral College was approved on September 6, 1787, as the convention was drawing to a close. In coming episodes, we'll examine how the Electoral College works and its role in a constitutional republic of sovereign states. If you're the president of your company, your loss due to untimely death could have a profound impact on what you've worked so hard to build. Keyman Insurance can help cushion the sudden loss and preserve value for your shareholders and your family. To learn about Keyman Insurance, sit down with a Hibbs Hallmark & Company commercial insurance professional for a no-cost consultation. Visit HibbsHallmark.com.